Entrepalooza is coming up with us, is a mild-mannered professor of business administration during most of the year, Judy Thompson. But how long do you have to prepare for Entrepalooza?
I actually start right after this year's
right after
over.
This one's done.
I worked on getting the speaker for this year.
Okay.
The end of February, so... Well, that, start thinking about it.
That is Judy Thompson, who also works a whole lot as the coordinator of Entrepalooza, which is just kind of to give us a postcard of what Entrepalooza does. What's the purpose of it, and why do you do it every year?
Okay. Well, I felt like there needed to be a spotlight on entrepreneurs in Sioux City, Sioux Land. And so 5 years ago, I thought, well, why don't we do something? And I invited various partners. I invited the area colleges and the economic development entities and the service providers and said, let's do something for entrepreneurs. And so it's an all-volunteer effort just to put spotlight on entrepreneurship and to give some help and advice to area entrepreneurs.
So now the entrepreneurs are all from the tri-state region?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
They are. As far north as probably Plymouth County, we do have some. I invite students from USD to come. And so we've got a couple of entries into Swim with the Sharks. Got an entry from Buena Vista University south to Ottawa. So mm-hmm. It's, South Sioux City.
And we're getting people hooked up with people with ideas, hooked up with people with money that can put those ideas and formulate them into something that might develop something.
Right. And if they don't get money, then we've got some opportunities for them to network and to get some advice for their businesses.
That's a huge part of the whole thing is just getting the networking
yes.
established
mm-hmm.
and getting the proper
right.
channels and chains of command and things like that, I would imagine.
And I think it's probably a little known secret, or maybe not very well known, that there is an startup movement in Sioux City. We have Startup Sioux City. We have Think 29, which is trying to link the entrepreneurial communities from Sioux City all the way up to Fargo. And then the Tri-County area of Plymouth, Woodbury, and Monona are part of a regional entrepreneurship program that University of Northern Iowa is putting on. So
oh, interesting.
It's there. We're just at the beginnings.
Now this is the fifth year of Entrepalooza.
Correct.
What have you learned from the first few years, and what are you putting in practice this year that wasn't in practice in prior years?
Well, first of all, we're getting more partners. We're getting more programming. Our first year, it was 1 week, and now we've spilled over to a second week. And so I just see that growing. I think there's a little bit more awareness, each year of Entrepalooza and Swimming the Sharks and Innovation Market, some of the bigger events that occur during that week and a half.
Now, have you noticed because when you started this kind of in a really bad time economically nationwide, have you noticed a lot more interest because of the economy getting better?
I would just say more awareness. I think people in their back of their minds think, oh, I'd like to start a business, and they just didn't know where to go. And so what we're doing is we're creating awareness that, now there is kind of a support system. If an entrepreneur gets plugged into this Startup Sioux City, they can get a lot of help.
Uh-huh.
We can tell them about where to go to get various competitions. It's not just Innovation Market and Swimming with the Sharks, but there was a competition that's going to end on Friday, Dream Big, Grow Here competition. University of South Dakota has Wire Me Awake. They have a competition there.
Well, let's kind of break this down into a day-by-day sort
okay.
of thing and tell
okay.
us what's happening on each day of
okay.
Entrepalooza, which gets underway Wednesday.
Wednesday, next Wednesday, yes. The February 18th, Morningside College is putting on a speed networking event down at Springboard Co-working on 4th Street. And they're trying to bring young people that might be interested in starting a business together with business leaders. It's first opportunity to, get your name known and get plugged into the entrepreneurial community here.
Okay.
And then on Thursday, if you want a little free advice on how to start a business or grow a business, Western Iowa Tech and their Small Business Development Center is putting on a free consulting fair where you can get free advice.
And where that will be at Western Iowa Tech?
That will be Western Iowa Tech, Advanced Sciences Building, L416 and 17.
Okay. And then moves closer to the weekend on Friday, February 20th. What's then?
One of the things that we did this year is we want to put also an emphasis on reaching downward in terms of ages, entrepreneurs. And so at Northeast Community College in South Sioux and Briarcliff, both of those colleges have an Enactus group. It's a student group that one of the things they try to promote is entrepreneurship. And so they've been working with K through 12.
Oh.
And so at Northeast Community College, the South Sioux City young people are going to sell products to members of the community there at the South Sioux City Chamber of Commerce meeting.
So okay.
They learned a little, the young people in fifth grade learned a little bit about entrepreneurship. They built some products and they're going to sell them on Friday.
So fifth graders are going to be selling
products, yeah.
Interesting, they made themselves.
They made, and they're going to sell them, so they're going to learn a little bit about profit.
Uh-huh, so marketing and all that
absolutely.
Stuff. Okay, then going to take the weekend off, right?
Right.
And start back up on Monday the 23rd with what?
Okay, on the 23rd, Briarcliff's kind of version of the K through 12 or the grade school, middle school is Innovation Grow Market. And that will be up at Briarcliff in the atrium. And they will have the young people that again went through some entrepreneurship training and they will have their products to sell. And that starts at 4:30 and runs until 5:30. So you can meet some young entrepreneurs in training and buy their products. And you know, that's exciting to see those young kids that are just learning about making a profit and marketing them.
And then you also have the speaker on Monday,
yes,
right?
Yes, and we're very excited about the speaker. His name is Brad Feld, and he is nationally known. He is a guru on startup communities. And since our movement here in Sioux City is kind of young, hopefully he'll give us some good advice and some encouragement to continue with the movement. But he is from Boulder, and so he's been very involved in the Boulder startup community.
Okay. Then on Tuesday, you've got one of the bigger events, which is the Innovation Grow Market, or Innovation Grow and the Innovation Market. Are these separate?
They are.
Okay.
Again, that Innovation Grow is a partnership with Briarcliff's and Northeast Community College, Enactus Groups, and Sioux City Go. So it's kind of a predecessor for the Innovation Market. The young people will pitch their ideas and there'll be experts there, you know, giving them some feedback on their businesses. Now, these are high school students where the earlier events were for younger students, but these were high school students. And that will go on in the Ho-Chunk Center right before it starts at 4:00 and it'll go until the regular Innovation Market will start at 5:00.
Okay. And we kind of have to.
Same place. Yeah.
All right. And then we have to kind of skip ahead, small business seminars at College Center on Wednesday.
Right.
And then you wrap things up with the big thing on Thursday, which is Swimming with Sharks.
Swimming with the Sharks. This is based on Shark Tank. And I just turned in the applications to Ken Beakley with the SEDC, and he's our preliminary judge. He's going to narrow them down to 7 finalists, and the 7 finalists have 5 minutes to present their business ideas. The judges have 5 minutes to ask questions, and then they can walk away with some money. And one of the things that I want to point out, Steve, is that all these events are free and open to the public. And if this will be held at the St. Francis Center at Briarcliff. And if you want a fun night, it's always fun to come and watch. And so you can come and watch and root for your favorite.
Okay. Where do we go for details?
You can go to go to EntrepaloosaSiouxland.com. Or you can go to the Briarcliff.edu website and get a whole list of events.
Okay,
cool. Or you can call me.
Coordinator of Entrepalooza, Judy Thompson, talking about upcoming Entrepalooza for FM 90. I'm Steve Smith.